Okay, Rabbi Isaiah, I don't know who's there. I know some of the chevre at Meridian. I'm in the mountains, the Catskill Mountains. That's what we used to call down the mountains. And we're far away from the mountains that are surrounding Yerushalayim and the mountains of the Galil, the mountains of that place where we belong. And we've all been very, very broken and frustrated over what's been going on in Eretz Yisrael. And we're glued to the technology. I guess it used to be the radio, but we don't have transistors anymore. Whatever it is that a person uses to get the news, but we're glued to it, waiting to hear. And it's very, very, very easy to get lost in the narishkeit of trying to keep a scorecard. Who's for the Jews, who's against the Jews. And we have to deal with this sugya as Jews. And I wanted to spend a little time with you now, learning a piece together. It's not the piece that was sent yesterday. I decided that we would do a different Torah. So Shlomo Yoni sent it out this morning. It's from a sefer, a remarkable sefer. Since I'm here, I don't really have many svarim. There's a sefer that I've been looking at that was recently reprinted called Alei Meroros, about the bitterness of the experiences of a great tzaddik, Rabbi Yeshua Moshe Aronson, Zecher Tzaddik Lekadosh Levracha. He was a very holy Jew, a huge Talmud Chacham. He was the Sanaka Rav. He was a big Rav in Poland before the war, a fiery Sochet Shavuot Chassid, that after liberation found his way to Eretz Yisrael and became the Rav in Petach Tikva. And we have a sefer of some of his memoirs, of those experiences that he went through during the Milchama. He was in concentration camp, different concentration camps, ending up in Auschwitz. But he had been in five or six different camps over the years. He was the whole time, from the time the Jews of Poland were taken away, for all of those years. It's an amazing sefer that was just recently reprinted by Meister Rav Kook. And I've been learning through it during this time of the 3 weeks. And there's a Torah that, there are many Torahs here that have been reaching me very deeply. This one in particular I wanted to do with you. It talks about brokenness. It talks about the broken luchas, about the luchas and the shifrei luchas. And there's something about it that connects me very deeply to what's going on right now. And a way of looking at things and trying to understand what is it that Hashem is telling us, and our level to try to understand what is Hashem telling us now, and what can we think about and what can we work on a little bit. So look inside where it says Luchais v'shivrei Luchais from Alei Meroros of the Tzaddik Rabbi Yeshua Moshe Aronson, Zichron Levracha. Am Yisrael zocha b'shtei matanas. Am Yisrael has been worthy to receive two gifts. Ha'achas ha'luchais, that we received the luchais that survived. The luchais, the second luchais. And hashenis is shivei luchais. Shivei luchais is also a gift. The luchais, of course, were broken by Shavuos Betamuz and the Chet Egel. So we have luchas and shivei luchas. Haluchas nitnu behayos Yisrael besegev roim ma'alosan. The luchas of Yom Kippur, the luchas shnius, the luchas that are whole and intact, we received when we were on a very, very high madrega, when we were holding by that Yom Kippur, after all of the time of doing tshuva, and preparing ourselves to receive the second luchas. Luchas v'shaynas, behayos Yisrael b'pchinas tzadikim, luchas shniyos b'pchinas Yisrael b'pchinas bali tshuva. Now the first luchos we received when we were tzaddikim. We received when we were tzaddikim before the Chet Ha'Egel. The luchos shniyos, the second luchos that we received Yom Kippur, behayos Yisrael b'pchinas bali tshuva. The second luchos were when we did tshuva Yom Kippur and we received the new luchos. Ubetovach bein haluchos, and what happened between? What happened between the first luchos when we were tzaddikim and the second luchos when we became bali tshuva? So the answer is what happens to us in life between the time that we were born, we were sent into this world, and we were tzaddikim, and we were perfect and holy and pure. And then at some point we all become bali tshuva, but in between the luchos get broken. In between we become broken. Ubetavach bein haluchos nitnu shiva haluchos. So in between the first luchos and the second luchos, of course, are the broken luchos. Halolu nitnu be'yos Yisrael b'shval madregosan. And of course, that was a very terrible low point in our relationship with Hashem. That even though we were like mamash akala, that under the chuppah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us as his kala, and he gave us the Torah, but we didn't behave as a kala should behave. And we were mezana mamash by the chuppah with the chet ha'egel, and the luchos were broken. We turned our backs to Hashem. The Chet Ha'Egel Hamar, the terrible Chet Ha'Egel, which is really what begins the 3 weeks with the Chet Ha'Egel. The Karim La'Egel, that we said the craziest thing. The Karim La'Egel, Eila Elohechi Yisrael. We said Eila Elohechi Yisrael. We said about the Egel, this is our God. This is the God of Israel. It's crazy. We're not going into that now. We've spoken about that many times, what that means. What kind of crazy mistake is that? Which we keep on repeating. Okay, but as a result of that, the luchos were broken. Ushneim, haluchos v'shiva haluchos, and after we did tshuva, the Yom Kippur, so we received the luchos shniyos as bali tshuva. Ushneim, haluchos v'shiva haluchos, and we know that both sets of luchos, the luchos, the whole tablets, the whole luchos, the shiva haluchos and the broken, shattered luchos, menachem ba'aron beside Kadosh Gadoshim, are both placed and both found in the aron that is kept in the Kadosh Gadoshim, and it is now hidden somewhere beneath the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash. Haluchos shenikru luchos abris. So we live with the whole luchos, and they're called luchos abris. A covenant was made. The yais behen va'ayod anichus abris ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. And through these luchos, which are called the luchos abris, the eidos, Hashem made a covenant with Am Yisrael. Vayod anichus abris ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, the Koyma B'Kadosh Gadoshim, their place is in the Kadosh Gadoshim. And we understand that's Mamish, that's the wedding ring. That's the Ksuba that binds us together with Hashem, the Luchos. And they belong in the Holiest of Holies. The Mokum Hamakudish Biyosar Aliadmais, in the holiest place in the world, in the universe. Cited that, we understand. Shivrei Haluchais, however, the broken, shattered Luchais, Shabo Ketaitsoa Mimiidas Yisrael, Ekishlainan. The broken Luchais came as a result of our rebellion against Hashem, our terrible, terrible collapse, our failure to remain faithful and loyal to him such a short time after we left Mitzrayim. Those are the shivei luchos. Those are the broken luchos. Ma mokim lehem bebeis kodesh kadosh. Why would the broken luchos? Why would the shattered luchos be in the kodesh kadosh? It's a wonder. Why would they be in the kodesh kadosh, the holy of holies? If anything, it's a terrible reminder of what went wrong. It's a terrible reminder of our infidelity, of our unfaithfulness. So, b'talmud Yerushalmi, here in the Mitzvahim, we find in the Yerushalmi, Shnei Aronis Hoyu Am Yisrael Im Yisrael Bamidbar. Shnei Aronis Hoyu Im Yisrael Bamidbar. There were two arks. There were two Aronis that we had in the Midbar, in the desert. Echad Shahis Torah Nesuna B'Soichai. One of them contained the Torah. Ve'echad Shahayu Shivrei Luchais Nesuna B'Soichai. The other Aron was a special aron that contained within it the broken luchais, the shattered luchais. Now, aron hakodesh by ha'isa nesuna ha'tayra, the aron that contained within it the tayra, hayumunach tamid b'soich oil moed, that remained always, that never left the oil moed, that remained in the oil moed. Aron hakodesh by hayumunachim shiveh luchais, however, the Aron HaKadosh that contained the broken luchais, haya yoytze mitoich oil moed, v'hoylech im Yisrael ba'es melchamiseyen. It was dafke the shivei luchais, the broken luchais, that would travel with us when we would go out to war. That's the matzif that we're in now. That's where our boys are now. It would go with us when we would go to battle, when we go out to war. The shivei luchais, the aron that contained the broken luchais. Medivrei ha-sifri hinenu lemeidim, we learn from the sifri from Chazal, aron shabai shivei ha-luchais, haya hoylech lefnei ha-machne, lechbaish lehem ha-derech. That when we would travel, and we would conquer, and we would move forward, and we would conquer new land, new territory, and we would bring more of this world, tachas kanfei Ashchina. So when we would go out, the aron with the shivei luchais, the aron that contained the broken luchais, would travel before the machne, would be carried to lead us to war, to lead us into the conquest. Luch b'yish lehem haderach. Aron shabai haluchais, hayimahalach b'soich hamachne. The Sifri says that when we were traveling, the Aron with the whole luchais, with the Torah, the whole luchais, that davke was carried within the camp, within the machne. It did not travel on the front. It did not travel at the head to lead us to battle. It traveled within the camp. So Rav Aaronson asks, and he says, "Hadvar maflim umatmim ad ma'oid." This is a wonder. This is mamish a wonder. Beis asakana hagadayla, davke at a time of tremendous danger, at a time of war, at a time when we were moving through the desert, which means stamped to move through all those crazy, dangerous places in life and of the world, and then when we had to come to Yisrael to confront the enemies. And to move, and to be able to move, and to march on to Yerushalayim. So Davke, at that time of great danger, at the time of great danger, basis akonah gadol b'zmanah melchama, at the time of war, loichim itam anshei hatzove es aron Hashem shabo menachem shivei luchais. The soldiers, the anshei hatzove, they would Davke take with them the broken luchais. B'zman shetzirichim lo erirachemim, at a time Davke, when we need very, very much to be ma'ira, to awaken, to arouse the midas harachim, tremendous love and compassion. Rachmanis, lahaskis chuya isa'am. All we would want to do is to remind Hashem of all of our schusim, anything good that we've ever done, whatever schusim we have. Right? That would be the best thing to hold up at the head of the camp going to war. All of our mitzvahs, all of our ma'asim toivim, all of our schusim. and all the schusim of our ancestors. That's what you would think we would carry. That's what we would be holding up. But instead, loichim imam ha'olchim lekravais, when we would go to war, what would they take? As ha'aron shalachayra omul ha'askiris kishleinim chatasam. Davka, the aron that has the broken luchais, that are the strongest reminder of how we messed up, of davka, how weak we are, of how we sinned in the most horrible way. Ekev cheta egel nemar, and we know that as a result of the cheta egel, it says in Torah, ubayom pakti ufakarti aleim chatosa. What does that mean? It means that when Hashem remembers our aveiros, even in the future, He remembers the most horrible of aveiros, the cheta egel. Rebbe Rashi, Rashi explains over there, all future tzaris contains something of the cheta egel. So haket said yes, haketegas an egel. Now normally we have a principle even in halacha. For instance, we don't blow a golden shofar because ain kategas nasis an egel. When we blow the shofar, we want to be more erudim midas rachamim. We want Hashem to remember us in the best way, and to get up from the kisa hadin, and to get up from the chair, the seat of judgment, and to move over to the kisa harachamim. So we would never want to use a golden shofar, because a golden shofar is a reminder of the egel azav, and the principle is en katega nasa senega. That which is a prosecuting item, an item that is a reminder of something that we've done that's terrible. So we don't make that suddenly into a senega. We don't use that by way of defending ourselves. We're ashamed of ourselves. The gold is a reminder of the golden calf, and we're ashamed, and therefore we don't use that to blow the shofar, which we want to remind Hashem of our schusim when we blow the shofar. So the question that the tzaddik here is asking is, so how could it be that when we're going out to war, we davke would be led by the shivei haluchos, the broken luchos, I ain katega nasis anega. If anything, we would take the whole luchas, we would take the aron, where everything is beautiful and everything is good, with the Torah in it and everything that's a reminder of how holy and pure we are, everything that's Yom Kippur. Why would we take out, to lead us to war, the Shiva Heluchas? And if that's how we went to war back then, it means we need to go to war that way now also. And unfortunately, we have to go to war, that we need to carry with us mamish into battle the shivei haluchos. But why? Ein kategen nasa senega. Why would that reminder of our failure lead us to battle? How would that be more irachamim? So the tzaddik here says something very beautiful. Ramzeh b'ninov ha'bolam deinu. This is teaching us for every future conflict, for all the wars of life, and all the wars of Am Yisrael. Ad heichen migiyah koyach ha'shukneses Yisrael, the unbelievable koyach, the strength, the greatness of the Jewish people. Ad b'matzeh kishloinen ha'yos ha'gadol, even in a matzav of our greatest failure, av beis nefilos mahayos hachamura, even when we fall into the lowest place, beyos and oiv devar dezara. That's what the egel azav was. Mamish, when we're oiv devar dezara, when we turn our backs on Hashem, and that's what it looks like. Karim mishtachivim laegel. When we're bowing down to an eagle, adayin na'alim he'mikol umas ha'olam, they're still greater, indescribably greater and higher than all of the nations of the world. Davka ha'oren shabay shiva haluchais, and therefore Rav Aronson says that davka the oren that contained the shiva haluchais, the broken luchais, Ashamoira Amatsovim Hanochus Shal Yisrael, which is a reminder of our Tzibrochenkeit, of our being broken, of our being lost, of our being in a very, very low place, of our making a terrible mistake. Hu Ha'oimed Biraish Muhammad, the Davke, the Aron with the Shivrei Luchais, would lead us into battle. The Pchinas Hashem Yilachem Lachem, and as it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, that when we go to war, Hashem leads us to war. Now, why is Hashem leading us with the Shivrei Luchais? What is Hashem telling us by instructing us to Davke go out to war with the Shivrei Luchais, and Hashem saying, I'm taking you. I'm going to lead you into battle together with the Shivrei Luchais. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, and I'm with you all the time. I'm never, ever, ever going to leave you. But I want you to bring the Shivrei Luchais. Why? L'lamdeinu segev iluyim shel ha'am hanivcha. So he says, davke to reveal, to teach us to reveal segev iluyim shel ha'am hanivcha, the exalted greatness, the difference, the greatness of Ha'am HaNivcha, of the chosen nation. Yisrael l'skul asai. Yisrael k'dushasam hi'iluyim. V'iluyam. K'dushas etzem hu. To tell us, Hashem is saying to us, Kindlach, I want you to know that no matter what you've done wrong, no matter how broken you are, no matter how many pieces the luchos have been broken into, I want you to know that the Kedusha, your Kedusha, our relationship, your holiness, is a Kedusha's etzem hu. It is. It just is. The luchos are broken, but our relationship is unbreakable. The Kedusha is a Kedusha's etzem. Even when we're oiv devad azara, that's not really, really who we are. That's not really what we want to do. That's not who we want to be. Therefore, the ilui of Am Yisrael, it's something which can never ever be exchanged. It can never be substituted by anybody else. Seriously, chaver, do we need to waste our time looking to see whether or not President Obama believes in us or he doesn't believe in us, to find out whether or not the United Nations is condemning us or not condemning us, to find out whether or not the Jewish people are on a higher moral ground? These are the lashonis that the shakronim, the kazvanim use, a higher moral ground than our enemies, the terrorists. We need to check every 10 minutes the latest emails, the latest CNN, NBC. To see what's going on and who we are. The Baruch Shalom is telling us, it makes no difference how broken we are. Jews that are going out, there are some of them that are Jews that have been spending their entire lives sitting and learning. The Jews of Kedusha and Tahara, Jews that wear tefillin every day, Jews that daven three times a day, Jews that say brachas, Jews that wear yarmulke and tzitzis and tefillin. And there are other Jews that go out And for whatever reason, they're not whole luchais, they're broken luchais. But davka the broken luchais, that Hashem holds those pieces in His hands, and those pieces together with the whole luchais, we go out to war, because Hashem says, "Af beis matzav manochus v'garu b'yoyser," because even God forbid, even if we've done terrible things. Mu'ulim heim, how could you compare us to the nations of the world? How could you compare a behema, chaya, yishmaeli to a Jew? V'na'al mikol umas ha'olam, that Am Yisrael is Hashem's beloved people. We're higher, we can't even be compared to all the nations of the world. And even the Shivrei Luchos can't be compared to anybody. Ruyim heim, l'natzeach b'malchamton, as kol gei ha'aretz, therefore, we are worthy of being victorious in all of our wars, in any of our wars. And our enemies can't understand this. They don't understand. Hamayne Beis Yisrael. Now listen what he says. What he says here, Rabbi Yeshua Moshe, he says something. He said the multitudes of Jews that went through horrible death and several the Tsar, terrible suffering in Tsar, that nothing in history could compare. He's talking about his own experiences and what he saw during the Holocaust. He says, Nechlekul l'shnei machanais. There are two camps. He says the survivors can be divided into two camps. Halalu shoah b'shoah. One camp consists of Jews who went through the Holocaust. V'yotzu hemena b'pchinas luchos. When they came out as luchos that are intact. They came out intact. They came out with believing in God. They came out with keeping mitzvahs. They came out with their tefillin, with their tzitzis, and Shabbos, and sending the kids to yeshiva. Halol u'shob of yotzeh emena mebchina shiveh aluchais. But there are other Jews who, when they came out from the Holocaust, they came out shivrei luchais. They came out shattered tablets, broken luchais, still luchais, but in many, many pieces. They couldn't pick up the pieces and put them together. Yeshizochu v'netaru be'eima hayamim. There are those who somehow were purified through the fires, through the suffering of those years. V'yetzu zakim v'tahirim. They came out pure and holy. With stronger faith, higher than anything that we who haven't been through that could possibly understand. But then there were others who were broken by the war. There were others who survived physically, but they came out shiviluchais, nishbru adaka. They were crushed in this hour to Miamunas time, and they were torn away somehow from the simple faith that they had when they were children before the Milchama. And Rabbi Yeshua Moshe, who came out so pure, he says, Halalu kahalalu. Halalu kahalalu. Both of these types of Jews, from both of these camps, from both types of survivors, halalu kahalalu, haluchais kishivei haluchais. The Jews who came out as luchais, whole, intact, even stronger, and more holy from that experience, together with the shivei luchais, Kedoshim utaharim hema. They're holy and they're pure. Ein kol bir yachal amr mechitzasam. And no creature could stand in their mechitza is worthy of being in their dalet amos. You know, chaver, this whole year, this whole tekufa, it's easy to forget what's been going on, that there's been so much sinas chinam, there's been so much hatred within Klal Yisrael. And there's so many who make separations between one camp and the other camp, and this kind of Jew and another kind of Jew. You don't think that at this time, before Mashiach comes, that every Jew in the world is a survivor. So there are some luchais and there are some more shiver luchais. And then the boys were killed. And Hashem put the luchos together with the shiver luchos again, and sent us into war. So you think there's somebody now in Eretz Yisrael, some little kanoi that's sitting someplace in Meir Sharm, that says that he's not so, he doesn't want to have any hanoi from the Iron Dome. And you think there's any one of the little broken pieces of the Lucas, some chiloni someplace that's sitting somewhere in Tel Aviv by the Yarkon, you think that he's not saying Shema Yisrael? So the Luchas and the Shiva Luchas. Are together. But the schus that even the Shiva Luchas, even at our lowest point, and even those Jews who are so tzibrochen, that if Yeshua Moshe says that it's not that Hashem tells us to take out, to lead us into war, the holy and the pure luchas, that everything is good and everything is the way it should be. Mishloi b'machnes amavis, he says the last, the bottom of the page. Mishloi b'machnes amavis, anybody who was never in those death camps, anybody who was never there, Ulechova al Bisaroi, and didn't feel on his flesh, Oysam Yisurei Sha'ol, the suffering of Gehenna of hell that we had there, Ach Kibi Oznov Shoma, even though he's heard about what was there in concentration camp, in the death camps, Ube'enav Ra, maybe he even saw pictures or movies, or maybe it was even somebody who was there, a soldier, an American, or somebody who came to liberate the camp. Even if he saw something with his eyes, or he's seen films and so on, he has no right to even speak about it. Or to even think. Leirak schus. He says, not only does he not have a schus, the next page, but rak schus ein loy. Kim gam yecholos ein biyodo. Not only doesn't he have the schus, the right, or the merit, or the privilege. Kim gam yecholos ein biyodo. He's not able to speak about it. He's not able to comment. Sichim luzkom amari chazal. We have to remember what Chazal said, that Oydeis Chanani Mishal and Isaiah about the three tzaddikim, Shahoyu Gedolei Hador, who were the greatest tzaddikim, the Gedolei Hador, with tzaddike Elyon and the highest tzaddikim. And Chazal tell us that back then, when the Nebuchadnezzar, that it's true that these tzaddikim We're prepared to die, Al Kiddush Hashem. We're ready to be killed in an instant, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, not to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, not to give in to the Nebuchadnezzar. But the Gemara says that Lo Hayimakim B'Sarim B'Hakol She'en Lahem Kitzva. But Chazal say that they were prepared to die in an instant, to be thrown into a fire. But they were not. That doesn't mean that they were prepared to go through misery and suffering that didn't have a clear end. To go through a year, 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, like Rav Aaronson himself, of torture, of misery, without knowing if there'd ever be an end, of starvation, of beatings, of humiliation. So the Gemara says, that they would have bowed down, even such great tzaddikim, we don't know. They would have also bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar. They wouldn't have been able to take such torture, such misery, such suffering. Oymani be'ema. So Aaronson says, I say this with fear. He says it's not easy, and you know there would be those who would not like to hear this, but. But he has the schus, Rav Aaronson has the schus, he had the schus to say this. Aymani be'ema. Therefore I say with fear. Kol Sridi Hamachnais. All the survivors of the camps. Shiore Shirayim. The Shiore Shirayim, the pieces of the pieces. Maybe that includes in our generation, all of us, the survivors of the survivors, this generation. The Shirayi Shirayim. Hamat Shohesar Hashem Barachmav. The few that Hashem allowed to survive, to remain. Barachmav, in his compassion. Kol Shavach Shinishabchim. Kol Shavach Shinishabchim. Any words that we could find to praise them. Kol Kilus Shinachti Lahem. Any title of honor that we can uncrown them with. Hayzeh bebchinas mishabech magolias yikrais erech beofar ushivicheres. It would be like praising priceless pearls with broken pieces of clay, with dirt. We can't come up with any words to describe the greatness of the survivors. Meid ani alai shemayim v'aretz. Listen to this. Listen to what he says. Meid ani alai shemayim v'aretz. I call heaven and earth to testify, to bring as witnesses. Kol oisam achai v'achyoisai. All of my brothers and sisters. She'unu inuyim she'ein lehem cheke v'techla. Who went through suffering that can't be comprehended. All of us who went through that can't be understood. He says, I could bear testimony. Whatever that means. You can't ask. He says, Me'olam le'olsa al-dal sifseyem. He says, I never once heard that they should come on any of their lips. Divrei niyutz. Words of disgust, meaning words against God. Okfira klapemaila. I didn't hear on any of their lips ever words of denial, of rejection, of heresy, of disbelief. Okfira klapemaila. Me'olam lahitichu ashamas aklolas. I never heard them cursing God. I never heard them blaming God. Aderch shehid hanavi ba'im deha elilim. Unlike what the Navi says about idol worshippers, where the Navi Yeshaya says, "V'ha'ya ki'irav," that when a guy becomes hungry, v'skatzef, and he gets angry, v'kolol b'malke v'belahav, and he curses his king and he curses his gods. Rabbi Yeshua Maisha says, "I never heard that." V'kol zayis b'shashu kolonu yadanu, and I never heard that, even though we all knew. That the only sin that we were guilty of, who hayaseinu Yehudim, is that we're Jews. That's the only thing that we're guilty of, is that we were Jews. And we were beaten and tortured. And Yeshua Moshe says, I didn't hear a curse, I didn't hear a complaint against God. There was only emuna. There was only belief. There was only faith. Even among those Jews who, before the war, never showed a sign of Yiddishkeit. I told you many times in shul about this person, this Yid that my father knew from town, that he used to sit on the steps of the big shul smoking on Shabbos. In those days when people were embarrassed to do that and to go on the big shul by the steps, and he would smoke over there. And this Jew died by my father in the concentration camp, died by my father's arms. My father said he gave a Shema Yisrael, that you could hear mamish from the entire camp. He screamed out a Shema Yisrael. And I mentioned the other day in shul, Shabbos shul, that you hear what's going on with all of these chayalim, that could be that we never heard once from them. A word of Torah, never heard once from them, a bracha, a matayvu, a maida'ani, that they're singing and screaming, that Mishamamin lo mefachet, whoever believes isn't afraid. The Shivrei Luchos. Zucharani. He says, I remember. Ke'acha shehiz galgalti shnasayim b'machnes mavis shoinim. That after I was schlepping for 2 years in different death camps, higati l'Auschwitz. I reached Auschwitz. Hagermanim yimach shamam yiduim b'seder hamavtiu b'tidnusam dikduknusam l'katnus. Everybody knows, he says, and the Nazis yimach shamam, the Germans, not just the Nazis, the Germans yimach shamam, that they're famous for the Seder, for everything having a Seder, how organized, how meticulous they are with every detail. The medaktek lekatnas katanas, every tiny thing has to be recorded, every tiny thing has to be in the Seder, in order. So he says, b'tahalicha haklito, when we were being processed and admitted into Auschwitz, Haisi tzarech lanas al sheilas shaynais. It's a sick thing, the Nazis. He said, I had to answer different questions. They stood over there, the Nazis, with big books, and I had to answer questions. Haisi tzarech lanas al sheilas shaynais shenishum ubitik. They would write down in their records. Hashanah says, Hamisper shekuako al yodi. And they would write down these answers to the questions next to my number, the number that was burned onto my, that was tattooed onto my arm. He says, Ben Yesa Hasha'elus, among the questions, Ben Yesa Hasha'elus, Haisa Sha'ela, that was a sick question that the Nazi, he said, asked me. The guy with the book asked, Haisa Sha'ela, Bishelman Esarati. The Nazi asked me, why have I been taken as a prisoner? Why am I being imprisoned in Auschwitz? Bishelman Esarati. In other words, what crime am I guilty of? What crime am I guilty of? Bishelman Esarati. He shati l'tumi, I answered innocently. Ki ein yadeya. I don't know what I'm guilty of. Ma'olam lo avarti kol aveira shehi. I didn't do anything. I didn't violate any law. I didn't break any laws. He said, that's what I told the Nazi. Al tshuva tamima zu, for this innocent and honest answer, chatafti stira achzaris, I was zoichet to a cruel smack. Hashela shava v'nishtana, and the Nazi asked me the question again. Why are you being brought in as a prisoner? What crime are you guilty of? Hashela shava v'nishtana. Vazi shavti. Biglal shani Yehudi. The reason I'm being taken here, and the only crime that I'm guilty of, is that I'm a Jew. Biglal shani Yehudi. Re'ezepela. And what a wonder it was. Chuvazunis kabla v'sipka. This answer the Nazi was satisfied with. Chuvazunis kabla v'sipka. This answer he was satisfied with. Kloimar. Le'irak ani adati es'emes. So the tzaddik says, no. I guess I wasn't the only one that knew the truth. I'm not the only one that knows the truth. Gam ha-Germani ha-Ora, even the accursed Nazi, German, Yodas Emes, he also knew the truth. Kol zois ba'asno. The Tzaddik says, all of this we have gone through. V'lo shechachnu cha, and we have never forgotten Hashem. We've never forgotten you. We've never deserted you. This is the only crime that we were ever guilty of. This is what we've been through. So listen, Rabbi Isai. Is there anybody here? Is there any Jew in his right mind? Is there anybody that still has a little bit of a ta'am of what it means to be a Jew? Anybody who's still from those pieces, whether it's a big piece or a tiny little fragment of the broken luchos after all these thousands of years of Am Yisrael, is there anybody who doesn't know the truth of why is it that with everything, the world doesn't see it as the clearest and simplest thing? That this is a war of good and evil. That this is a war between Yisrael Am Kadosh and the Per Adam, the Chaya, the Baina Yishim Eli, which is the end of the Malchus of Edom, the last few minutes before Mashiach. And do you have to check your iPhones, your iPads, your emails every 10 minutes and shake your head in wonderment and shake your fist and scream in frustration, how come the world doesn't get it? How come the world doesn't understand this? The Nazi that interviewed Rabbi Yeshua Moshe Aronson, the Nazi that interviewed my parents and your parents or grandparents, understood this truth. That there's one crime in the eyes of the world that we're guilty of, and that's being Jewish. There's one crime. Whether you're luchos or yeshiva luchos, there's one crime that you and I are guilty of. There's one crime that we're guilty of, and that's the crime of being Jews. And therefore, whatever else applies to the world, when Americans defend themselves in Afghanistan or in Iraq, and because of that women and children are killed, there are no kashas, there are no questions. Apparently, they also understand that there's something different about Am Yisrael. There's something different that is the cause of why we're hated. And there's something different which is the cause of why God loves us. When I say us, I'm speaking about the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchas. And what the Tzaddik is saying is that Davke going into war, the Shivrei Luchas, the broken Luchas that Hashem holds in His hands, that Hashem keeps in the Aron, that Hashem never ever stops loving together with the Luchas, the Jews who are religious and not religious, all of us, the survivors of these long years of history who are still believing in Hashem, even the broken Luchas, they have, my son showed me, Ushi showed me on the phone that they have the big building in Tel Aviv, that they made the lights over there at night. It says Shema Yisrael Hashem, that they arranged that all the lights that are on come out and spell Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. In Tel Aviv, the tower, the Migdal Bavel, the tower of disbelief, the tower of atheism, the tower of Chiloniyut, the tower is nothing more than the tower of the broken Luchas, together with the Luchas that are now told by Hashem to go out to war and to fight Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. And all those Jews are saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. And you know that every single Jew, all of these kanoim that during the year they were screaming, they're angry about this soldier and that soldier, even some, you know, things that were said that shouldn't have been said about all the things over the past year. I don't want to go over. But you think they're not crying? You think they're not broken? You think they're not davening and worried? They're so worried. They're so worried. They're so worried about all of our boys that they should come home. Doesn't make a difference whether you're luchas or you're shiva luchas. Look, I don't have my sarong with me, but there's a Torah your home, so you can look. There's a Torah in the Tefer Shleimer in Vayigash. There, the Torah is talking about in Vayigash. Of course, the Torah says that Yehuda took responsibility. Ke'avdacha arvus anar, that he took responsibility for the child. He took responsibility for Binyamin, that he's going to bring him home to his father. He took responsibility. And there the Tefer Shalim, Reb Shlomo Lev Adamsko, there the Tefer Shalim explains that Yaakov Avinu, we know that Avram Avinu was Mesakin Shachus, and the Yitzchak Avinu was Mesakin Mincha, but Arvis, Marv, is Yaakov Avinu. And the Tefer Shalim says that Arvis, Marv, or Widav Marv, is a lashon of arvus, of orev, which means that one Jew is responsible for another Jew. And he says, that's what it says in Sefer Shirim, ki kolech orev, umarech nove. That means that the strongest tefillah, the strongest davening that a Jew has, is the davening where he davens for another Jew, where he's worried about another Jew, where he cares about another Jew. And that's the... that's the tefillah of Arvis, of Mariv, where we say, Ruch Atah Hashem, Hamariv Aravim. Hamariv Aravim, the Tefer Shlomo says, Hamariv Aravim is a lashon of Avdecha Aravis Anar, is that when one Jew took responsibility for another Jew. So look, we have these tzaddikim that are protecting us, that are taking responsibility to defend us. And then we have the Jews all over the world, who are davening, crying their hearts out to take responsibility in their tefillos. But we have now, we're living at a time where Jews, we feel very strongly that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Zeh, the Jews care about each other. And the Jews are taking responsibility for each other. They're taking responsibility for one another. And you know that in the Tefer Shlomo says, you see that in Chumash, that when Yehuda was saying these things, that he accepts responsibilities, it says in Pasuk V'Leyochel Yosef L'Sapek, that Yosef HaTzadik couldn't hold himself back anymore. When Yosef saw that Jews take responsibility for each other, that Jews fight to protect each other, that Jews care for each other, they stop saying bad things about each other. So that's called Arvis, that's called the responsibility, that's called Hamarav Aravim, that's the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. So the first line says a very powerful Tefillah, Leyochel Yosef L'Sapik. Then when Hashem sees such a thing, when Hashem sees that Jews are like that, that he can't hold himself back from revealing himself, he can't hold himself back. And that's why by Marv, the Tefer Shlomo doesn't talk about this, but by Marv, by Arvis, what do we daven for by Arvis? We daven over the Hashkivin of Inershomi, say, V'hagin ba'adeinu v'hosim yaleinu, v'hosasotim v'faneinu ma'achrinu v'yesk Hashem, by Arvis, by Marv, by the tefillah of the night, by darkness, stavke, by the shiveluchah, stavke, at the end of time, by Marv. Only there we daven to Hashem to take away the satan, to take away the evil one, and to guard our coming and our going, to guard the boys that are going in and everybody coming wherever they're going. And we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Ami Yisrael La'ad. We say, Shomer Ami Yisrael. We say that by Marv, by Tavke, by Marv. Because Yaakov was Mesakin Tefillas Arvis. Because Arvis means Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. It means Jews are responsible for one another. And therefore, the Davke, by that Tefillah of Arvis, we ask Hashem that He should take away from us our enemies, and the schus of our being Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, and the schus of the Shiva Luchas and Luchas, loving each other and being together, and the schus of believing in the holiness even of the broken Luchas, that Hashem protects us in this last night of Golas. When we daven in such a way, when we're able to love each other in such a way, it should be that the half l'racha kamayich should be ani Hashem, that Hashem should join us, and it should be v'leyachal Yosef l'sapik, that Hashem, that tzaddik the Yosef in Shemayim was Hashem, should be l'yachal l'sapik. He shouldn't hold back anymore. He shouldn't hold back and hide himself anymore. He should say, ani Yosef, I am Hashem. And it should be revealed to us that this is the end of all the tzaras, and that Hashem would bring back to us the Beis HaMikdash and the Luchas, and the Shiva Luchas will be together. It will be zech for the time there won't be any more wars. We shouldn't think about all of the negativity. We shouldn't get lost in silliness and narishkeit. We should daven, and our davening is protecting and helping all of the chevedah there. While they're helping and protecting us, we should work for them through our learning, through our davening, to intensify our learning and davening, to be stronger and stronger. And as a result of that, we should be zeicher of ahasa satan of fanenim acharenu, that the satan, the evil one, should be removed from everywhere before us and behind us, everywhere. It's so scary, wherever they're walking, there's a satan before, in front of them, there's a satan behind them, but they don't know what step to take, where they can go. That we should be zeicher for Shabbos, for Eisel, and the Sukkos, for Achim, 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 and the Sukkos,